Hey everyone, welcome to my podcast. This is Patty Valenzuela, the senior pastor of Ignite Movement Church in El Paso, Texas. Thank you for joining me. I hope this helps you and encourages you and helps you become all that you were created to be. Enjoy the message.
Hey guys, welcome back to the Patty Valenzuela podcast, and we want to thank you for tuning in. We are excited because we just recently had a message that was truly life-changing. I mean, it was one of those messages where you come out and you look like a frog because your eyes are so, you know, swollen. So
hello. Hello. I'm so glad to be here again with you, Cynthia. And I'm thank you so much for tuning in and listening to our podcast. Cynthia, I know you expressed to me how that message just really ministered you so profoundly, and people were testifying about how deep it went, and just the revelation that came forth from 1 Samuel chapter 15. What did you experience?
Yeah, so first of all, guys, we want to give you the title of the message, and actually this episode is going to be very short because we have a surprise for you. Yes, we're going to release the full message for free, so it'll probably be released right after this. So stay tuned. You don't want to miss this message, guys. So, okay, the message of this, it was 7 self-inflicting wounds. Mm-hmm. Yes, 7 self-inflicting wounds. And these are internal destructions. Because sometimes, I know, can you just give like a 5-minute of how, you know, sometimes Yes. It's not the enemy, but it's us?
Absolutely. So I talked about Saul and how, something about my life, Cynthia, and I shared it with the church, that when I first started ministry, one of the first things that I studied for some reason, I was so intrigued with David's life, David the king. And I was intrigued with his life, but I also wanted to know about Saul, because in the first book I ever read when I first started ministry was actually Saul and David. And that book ministered my life, not because I thought I was David or, you know, wanted to be David. By no means. The guy's been, he's just an incredible king. He was an incredible king. But just to compare my own life and never become Saul, and to just really live with that humility, never to become a Saul. And so this message kind of evolved, I guess, if you will, in my life, because I've always looked at the story in that regard, what really killed Saul. Saul was a powerful king. He had the physique. He had the physical appearance to be such an incredible, powerful king. God anointed Saul. Saul was chosen by God. The people were asking for a king. God chose Saul. Saul is a man. Theologians say was a very attractive looking man. He looked the part. He was a king. And so God anointed him. But if you look at his life and the way he fought all these battles, and he had to fight the Amalekites and the Philistines, and the Philistines were actually a group of giants. And some of those men were like 9 feet tall. They were huge. And so Saul, if you look at study his life, what killed Saul was not his enemies. What killed Saul was not the Philistines. What killed Saul, you would think, would be these great giants, but it wasn't. In fact, what killed Saul was his own sword. And so you find him in the battleground with his sword pierced through his body. And you often go, what? Why? How did that happen? And so you study his life. So I talk about what really inflicted, what really killed Saul, and 7 things to watch out for in our own personal life, because many times it's not really our enemy, Cynthia, that kills us. You know, the Bible says that Jesus already destroyed the enemy. He defeated him. And so really Satan has been defeated completely. And so God has given us the tools to be able to conquer the enemy. The Bible says he's under our feet, that he's just destroyed. And so you look at our lives, and so there are attacks, there are situations, there are problems, there are traumas, but that's not what kills us truly. If you look at people's lives, it's not the enemy. We give the enemy way too much credit. He does not kill you. We have the power to defeat the powers of darkness. We have the tools, we have the armor. And so really, quite frankly, it's that we're killing ourselves.
Yes, and I'm just going to share one point. That way I can leave you a little taste so you can listen to the entire message. And recently we've been, I mean, this has been going on for years, actually, you know, on suicide. And this is practically what happened with Saul.
Yes.
He committed suicide. He completed suicide.
Yes.
And part of these seven self-inflicted wounds, I want to touch on one, which was, I mean, all of them, really, God messed me up on all of them. But I really want to, you know, share this one, which was number one. And it was disobedience. And as you look at the story, Samuel had told Saul to kill, on behalf of God, to kill everyone, absolutely everyone.
All the Amalekites.
Everyone, you know, it didn't matter if they had gold, destroy everything. Destroy the king, destroy the children, destroy everyone. But what did Saul do? He didn't do that. He spared some of the good stuff. He didn't kill the king, and he was disobedient. And in my life, you know, I remember there was so many things. And like Patty was saying, sometimes things happen to us. People wound us. People hurt us. People do certain things in our lives. And what does God require for us to do? God says, you know, there's a law, and it's the law of, man, you got to forgive them.
Yes.
You know, you got to forgive the person that hurt you. You got to forgive those that offended you. You got to forgive. And for a very long time, there was people in my personal life, people in the church, people, you know, outside of the church. And I just couldn't believe what they have done. And I couldn't, it was like, this sometimes when people hurt you, you feel like you have the right to hate them, or you feel like you have the right to do, you know, to not obey God. But that's not what God called us to do. You know, God never, that's the law. We got to forgive. And, you know, that I believe that a lot of times people get stuck in life because yes. they can't get past a certain hurt. They just can't get past a certain issue, and they disobey God. How? By not letting go of that. And believe me, there's counseling, there's healing, there's deliverance, you know, but sometimes people even resist those things. They just rather, you know, hoard those things. And God never called us to do that. And that's one of the weapons that, you know, it's used against us. It's not the enemy that, you know, yes, the Bible, and matter of fact, let me tell you something. There's a promise for you. Yes. If you have been through anything, abuse, sexual abuse, emotional abuse, if you have been through, maybe somebody stole your inheritance, somebody, you know, a church hurt you, there's a promise. And you know what that promise is? Is that God will turn everything around for those that love him.
Yes.
Absolutely everything. So everything that you've been through, God will turn it around for the good. So that when we choose not to obey God in whatever area, and we all know the area we are messing up in, whether it's jealousy, whether I know I had a lot of jealousy, a lot of, you know, things that were going on in my heart that I just didn't, I was being rebellious towards God. I was not obedient to God. And that, my disobedience, it was like slowly killing me. And it was literally like spiritual suicide, because I knew I had to get rid of that, but I just chose not to. You know, I just chose not to. And that was like, you know, okay, I forgot what this is called. I don't know. Have you heard of this? I forgot the term of it. It's like if you're terminally ill, and then it's like you choose to, like, kill yourself. Like,
yes.
Yes. What is that?
Euthanasia.
Yes. Uh-huh. So it's kind of like that. You know, something's wrong with you, and you just choose to get, you know, you just don't let that go. And that's literally killing you. You know, it's like self-suicide. And we live in an epidemic where, man, where we see suicide as a way out. You gave point number, I think it was number
five.
Mm-hmm. Yes. And it was repentance. Okay, guys, you guys got to go back to the preaching, you know, but repentance. Saul, you know, the beauty of God is that you could just go to God and say, you know what, God, I'm dealing with this. Yeah. Like, you go to God with an open heart. You say, God, I have rebellion in my heart. Like, you told me to forgive this person, but I don't want to forgive that person. Like, you got to give me the grace. Or maybe somebody, you know, you're dealing with jealousy and you say, you know what, God, I'm jealous. But in the case of Saul, he was in denial. He just wouldn't repent. Yeah. And that's what really killed him. But I love what you said in the preaching. You said, you know, that repentance is a gift of God. It's a gift from God. Yes. When you said that, oh my God, like, I just broke, because that's so beautiful. You know, repentance is a gift from God. Repentance, it's an opportunity for you to, you know, come back to God. It's an opportunity for you to change. And I know you guys are dying to hear the preaching right now. And I mean, one thing that, you know, if the enemy doesn't, the enemy is not going to kill us. What's going to kill us are sometimes the things we say about ourselves, the things that, you know, that we don't want to let go of. And we want to encourage you guys, because we do give a solution. Patty gives a solution on how to get, you know, to get out of this, because there is a way out. And if you're hearing us, please share this next episode with all your friends. And can you just share something with us?
Yeah, I think what I marveled about David's heart is that he was such a man of, let me just say this, how do you explain, Cynthia? Saul never committed adultery. He was more moral than, if you will, David. David committed adultery, then he goes and he kills the very husband. I mean, Uriah, he's like his right-hand guy, and yet he kills him. And yet God says of David, you are a man after my heart. And Saul, he perhaps didn't commit those things, but he was a wicked man in his heart. And the Bible says that God looks at the heart. Man looks at the outer, but God looks at the heart. And so God says in his word that he was regretful that he had even made Saul king. He said, but I have found a man after my heart, and which he was referring to David. And you say, well, how can that be? Because David knew how to repent. David knew how to fall at the feet of God, and he knew how to say, God, I am so sorry. And Saul never did that. Saul never admitted it. As a matter of fact, when Samuel, the prophet, goes up to Saul and says, hey, God regrets making you the king. And Saul's like, what are you talking about? I did everything that God told me. And he didn't kill Agag, the king, and he spared the good of the crops and the cattle. And so he says, what are you talking about? I did everything. And so this guy just goes on and lies and wouldn't repent, and he was just arrogant. And so all those things ended up killing him. All he had to do, Cynthia, was just go to the feet of Jesus. Go to the feet of God and say, God, I am sorry. I messed up, and I need help. And yes, you're right. Repentance is a gift of God. It is the grace of God. When repentance comes to you, it's the grace of God, because God has given you an opportunity to just come before him and repent. When conviction hits, conviction is a gift of the grace of God, that when conviction hits you, it's God saying, come, I'm giving you an opportunity to change. And so David, if you look at the Psalms and you read David's life, he was constantly repenting. He was saying, God, forgive me. Whatever you do, don't take your presence from me. And so he knew how to come to the feet of God, and that was the difference. That was the biggest difference between Saul and David. So yeah, go check out the entire preaching and listen to it. It will change your life.
Yeah, so thank you guys for hearing this episode. We have a lot of good stuff for you, from, you know, relationships, from even just things that maybe the church doesn't talk about. We want to share with you. We want to give you insight. You know, every Wednesday we have service, 7 p.m. Mountain Time. You can join us live. We have a Facebook. We have an Instagram. Patty Valenzuela has an Instagram. It's Patty A. Valenzuela. We also have the church. So come and follow us, and also give us a review. Let us know what God is doing in your life. We want to hear from you. Let us know where you're hearing us from. We want to hear from you, okay? Thank you, guys.
Thank you for joining me. If you're listening through Apple Podcasts, don't forget to rate us and share with your friends and family. Leave us a comment and let us know what God has been doing in your life. Connect with me on my Instagram and Facebook, and check us out on our website,
www.ignitemovement.org. Links down below. Until next time.